Some of you are full of hot air, the gift of gab. It's in the Bible. Gift of gab's in the Bible. Oh, wow. Listen, I was just, does anybody know what this is? Yeah, it's a Bible. It's my Bible. I mean, I hope you have a Bible like I got mine, man. I just, you know, the world's coming to so much electronic stuff. You know what I'm saying? That this is going away and this doesn't need to go away. Yeah, you can get anything you want on your smartphone, but getting this like this, research says that nothing compares to having it. Former principal, I mean, I know about state exams and what's good and what's not. Having this in your hand, hard copied, never will replace the learning as far as the greater impact. Amen. Amen. So that with that said, good morning. Come on, I need you today. Okay, it's good to have all you here. If you're a visitor, man, I hope you feel comfortable no matter where you find yourself out in life. I hope that the love of God will speak to you and forever change you, even if it's just a little bit, while you were here at Harvest Time. Amen. Amen. With that said, how many of you were here last Sunday? I can just tell you the Weiss family better not be raising their hand. They're not. Hey, look at, yeah. So if you were not here, it was rich, it was good in so many ways. And we just have been, hold on, first of all, for the Weiss family, just to let you know where they were out, they were skiing in New Mexico. Boy, that must be a tough life. You know, where? Listen, I don't even know how to ski, so I don't care wherever some snow was in a mountain. It sure was not in Midland, Texas, was it? That's when you know I'm probably losing it. Skiing in Midland, Texas. I just want to know if there was proof of it. Oh, there is? Well, we'll need to get that slide up there. Anyway, we missed you guys and glad that you're here. Anyway, over the last, man, 2 months, 2.5 months, 3 months, whatever it's been, God has been downloading to us as a church what I would call Kairos messages. He belongs to a ministry called Kairos. Kairos means now. Huh? Give it to him again? That's right. Now. God's appointed time. And I think it's important for us not to just teach all the time. Good thing. Nothing wrong with teaching. Teaching is a part of church and Bible. But you need to be doing some studies on your own. And there's other times here when God say, hey, it's a season for me to talk to you. And I want you to come up here and listen. And so we have been having some messages that are of a due season timing. And it's not... The pulpit that I'm speaking to you from now has not been filled with Pastor Bo all the time. It's different voices. It's different voices from our leadership that are hearing from God what I should be hearing. And when I'm hearing and I'm hearing them say that, guess what? Man, I can walk in confidence and say, this church is on the way to the place where it needs to go. 2025 has been mandated to do what? Take the promise. And the things that went forth last week was a culmination of everything that had been said in the prior weeks. Erica's message, not to lift her up at all. JD's been cool. Leon's been cool. Linda's been doing well. Who else? Don't let me miss one. I did JD, didn't I? Yeah, Zoe, the voices up here that get in here, they are as good as you can have. They've been bringing messages to us in last week's, man, come up here, tied every one of those things together along with the mandate of for us to take the promise. It was, man, if you can get a copy of that, I don't know how you get a copy. We have it, but those other ones are just as good, you know what I'm saying? But that one kind of brought everything together. It's almost like you have all the ingredients for, like my wife made chocolate brownies last night or the night before last. Yeah. So she got all the ingredients together and put the milk and all, you know what I'm saying? So all the ingredients got there, and but somehow when she makes it, puts it in a pan, and it comes out just the way I want it. Oof. Not too much, but a glass of milk. Wow. That's how I keep my figure the way I'm good. I'm just saying. Just want to let you know. Anyway, so with that said, man, just thank you, Lord, for where you're at. And this morning, I'm going to do something a little bit unusual because I probably in the 4.5 years I've been here and my family came to Midland, absolutely know that we're called and were called at that time, no question about it. And we're still listening. And but here's the bottom line. I've not talked to you guys and just kind of given you something that's from my heart that I just saw in a service called last Sunday. Okay, I think it's important at times when I stop or someone acknowledges we're on the right track or we're not on the right track. All right? Can you understand that? So I'm going to also give you a short sermon, but I also want to give you an attaboy in some areas that we need to be growing in. And last Sunday was an appearance of that growth. Okay? So if you weren't here, drats. All right. So I felt like last Sunday we were in unity. I felt like we were in one accord. How did we do that? By entering into what was going on as a group body, right, during the time of worship. Yeah. Wow. You know, sometimes trying to be one accord, just to be frank with you, there's about 10 or 15 of you that are they will never miss. They're always going to try and participate. They're always going to try and uplift the congregation. And sometimes just that presence of them coming in to do that lights and ignites you to a place by which you enter in. Maybe you weren't feeling well, maybe, you know what I'm saying, but those 10 or 15 are always there because they carry that passion for making sure that others are being ministered to. So last week, I believe it wasn't 10 to 15, I believe it was most of us in the room, read what was happening. You felt. And it's not by feelings that we walk, it's by faith, but we carry the presence, and when that presence is there, sometimes you just get overwhelmed. And what happened was a transformation of being in one accord, in unity. John chapter 17, it's Jesus praying. He's praying for his disciples, yes, but he's fixing to leave, and this is what he prays. He says, man, my prayer is not for them alone. Man, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their messages. That all of them that may be one, Father, just as you and I are in me and I'm in you, may they also be in us so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Man, I've given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to the complete unity. Complete unity, not just some, not 10 or 15 people, but a complete unity. And you're going to find out that in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost, we're going to get into all that. Just it had to be unity first, or Acts chapter 2 never happens. The church cannot operate in the fullness of what they're called to do if there's pockets of division or lackadaisical, casual living. It just won't happen. It can't happen. We all have to be on the same page. They had to be on the same page. Amen? It's to take the promise that we are well able to do for 2025, we have to be in the process of being unified so that we can reach not just our community, not just our city, but the region, right? We have to start there first. And so I'm giving you an attaboy that last week, that was, this is that. This is that. Any of you know anything about the scripture? This is that. That was what was this. So I just say, wow, 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 wow. We worship together, right? Man, it almost had a shout in it. Huh? The worship. The worship almost had a shout as a part of how we worship together as a group, responding to God's presence through our worship together. Yet I know every service can't be that service. You know what I'm saying? It's just not going to happen. But last week was a way in which you could hear the shout of your heart. You could feel the presence of God. And as a group, it was just, wow, 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 wow. Amen? So I felt like, here's what I felt like. I felt like it was a Psalm 47 moment. A Psalm 47 moment. A psalm, some of you may not know what Psalm 47 starts out with, but it says, all ye people, all of you, shout. All of you shout, not just one of you shout, all of you shout, right? Amen. Shout unto who? Shout unto God. That's right, Andrew. Don't shout at God, shout unto God. Some of us shout at God quietly, under our breath. Well, I wish they'd stop singing. They've been going so long. I'll tell you what, it's 12:01. I got to get out of here. Now shout to God. He's not worthy of your time, is he? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you don't have the right watch. Maybe your watch is a little too fast for God. Maybe he wants to spend a little time with you. Maybe the suddenly in your life cost you more than just an hour and a half. 10 days. Oh, we'll get back into that minute. Man. So anyway, so we're shouting not at God, but we're shouting unto God, right? Amen? And then we shout unto God with what? No, we shout with just a voice first. It's one verse at a time, one word at a time. Because here's what happens. Everybody, yeah, I heard that. They were shouting with a voice. Well, a lot of times, let's hang on to last week. Let me just stay focused. We shouted at a decibel that was tangible and could be heard in the heavenlies. You hear me? Not only did we shout unto God, but we shouted unto God with a voice of triumph. It's the difference between shouting a voice and then shouting a voice, what? Voice of triumph. To be quite frankly, sometimes our church, if we're not careful, we come in with a voice of defeat. You know what I'm saying? And we're trying to enter in, but we just don't feel like it. Do we walk quite feelings? Is that what's going to happen? Is that if you don't feel saved, are you not going to make it to heaven? No, you walk by faith, right? And so even in this deal, my goodness sakes, the voice of defeat many times is silent in its expression. It doesn't sound like a shout. You know why it doesn't sound like a shout? Because it's not a shout. You're not shouting. In fact, you're mimicking a sound of casualness. And a casual Christian is never going to be a part of suddenlies. It's not going to be a part of miracles. It's not going to be where God can use you to the fullest and utmost in your quest for his destiny in your life. Amen? Amen. Come on. Come on. I know it's not good preaching, but it's the best I can do. All right? We allow just others to sing sometimes when we come in, and that's just not where we need to be. I mean, listen, 2025 is a different year. God has been building us to a place where it's time, all the workouts you've been doing and all the stuff we've been stretching us over the last, it's time now to put that all together, and we should be in a place spiritually that we are in a healthy place, that we can go forth and we can do some of the things that God is calling us to do. And if we can only do some of the things, why did he tell us to do all things that he's called us to do? We're going to do everything that God is mandating, and we are going to do it by taking the promise that God gave to us, period. We're well able to do so. We're not going to stand for the 10 spirits of unbelief. We're not going to be the 10 spies that came back and said, yes, God gave us that land, but the milk and honey thing, that's right. But man, they got giants and there's lots of armies. Let's stay on this side of the promise. No, we're going to take what God is saying to go forth in. We're going to be Caleb's. We're going to be Joshua's, period. We're not going to be the other 10. We're going to be of a mindset and a clarity and a commitment says it's time. And seasons come and seasons go, and if you miss a season, you got to wait till that season comes around a lot of times, right? That's why last year's message was come before winter, right? Because once winter came, a lot of things couldn't come because the shipping routes were frozen over. Amen? So let's pray over this word real quick. Amen? Because I believe there was seed planted yesterday to a place by which, Father, we thank you for the seed. The seed that we planted. We planted this church. It was birthed by you, but it's our seed that we were given to you to fall onto good ground. We are the soil of that seed. And others are going to water it. The guy next to us, he'll start singing and do what he did like last week. He's going to water me, and I'm going to have more seed, and I'm going to plant more seed, and he's going to water it, and God's going to give the increase. That's what the word says. But Father, man, we want all that you have for us, and may this time together today, may it make sense, may it move us to being transformed in the opportunity that you've placed before us, in Jesus' name. And everybody said what? Amen. All right, so I'm going to purposely try and be, oh wow, man, okay. So I'm going to get to just a little bit, and I already know there's part two, so that's a good thing. Title of the message is, This Is That. This Is That. This Is That. All right, and for some of you who recognize that scripture out of the book of Acts, some of you know where we're headed, and your anxiety meter is starting to move the needle. Because you know where we're going, huh? You know where we're going. You know that we're fixing to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Haven't been in those waters in a while, but we need to go over and know that without the power of the Spirit of God at its fullest potential in us, we'll never be victorious in all of our, give me a word there, in all of our, what was that? Yeah, endeavors. God, that's a five-letter word I used, right? Let me just celebrate for using that word. Endeavors. Amen? So, and some of you, some of you may have been like me. I didn't know anything about the Holy Spirit when I got saved. Nothing. Not because I was a Catholic, because I was a heathen. You hear me? I was an altar boy and knew nothing about Christ. I knew he hung on the cross because I saw him every Sunday, right? To me, he was dead, but I knew there was a God. I had no idea what that was about, but I religiously did communion for people. Remember, have anybody ever been to Catholic church? Anybody been Catholic? Huh? Yeah. I held the platter. Listen, that's pretty important in that particular part of the message. If I didn't catch it and you dropped it out of your mouth, you had to catch it. But I was right there because I was a heathen knowing how to do religious things. Amen? And so Sometimes it doesn't matter the denomination you are. You can do religious things and still attend and be all that. Amen? And so, wow. So my heart is for you to, whatever your background is, that you would put it away for just 2 Sundays or whenever I get, it's 3 at the most, that you would just go, hey, I'm going to give this thing a chance. Let me just hear with an ear that's hearing. Let me block all my experiences out. Let me block all my understanding of what Papa Joe used to tell me about the Holy Ghost. Or no, that's of the devil. That's of the devil. You got both sides of it. You either got to have it or you can't have none of it. Man, we're gonna just look at some scriptures and hear some testimonies, and then we make our decisions. Okay? Everybody good with that? All right. So I want some of you to lose your English. That's my heart. That's my prayer for you. When I say, hey, I want you not to speak in English no more. At least when God comes on to you. You know what I'm saying? When the Spirit of God moves, I want you to understand that there is something that I had no idea about that changed my life. And some of you want to lose your language, the English language. And I know it's been a struggle for some of you. And so I'm going to give you my story, which I don't know that I've only told maybe 3 times about my time of receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So here it is, 1982. Wow. I'm 49 years old as we speak. I'm just saying. 1982. I am freshly saved, going to college. I'm at McNeese State University. I have been saved through a ministry called Student Life at Clay Road Baptist Church. I am finding out that where I used to go to church, as I've told you before, it's not the denomination's fault. It's because I chose to live a life that was way, way different than what God wanted for me. But Clay Road Baptist Church, I was dating someone, and I heard the message of the gospel, and I had no idea. What? I can be saved, and God would love me, and because, man, I was a heathen and had abusive issues in my life growing up. I didn't think anybody loved me. All I know is I could play football, and I could hit you as hard as I wanted to, and it didn't cost me nothing but 15 yards. And I got a scholarship for doing that. So I'm over at McNeese State University. I'm in love with Jesus. I'm in love with Linda. I'm in love with life. Because I hadn't met Linda until I met some of the guys in the football team. Let me clarify that real quick. Wait a minute, that did not come out right. Listen, I was on fire for God, and I had something shut up in my bones, and so football was a release for me in my old days. I could be angry, I could cuss, I could be the greatest guy off the field. But when you came to me I was spitting on you, we call it slobber knocking on you, and that was just the case. I had a freedom to do that. But when it changed, I could still be tough on the field, but man, on the outside of the gridiron, man, I was on fire for God. And so here's a guy who heard me. They came and they did some interviews, and Lake Charles is kind of a smaller town, so the local college gets to be on, so they interview me, and I talk about Jesus. That's all I do. And so, man, one of my teammates hears it. He's a 6'3", 285 lineman. His name is Mark Van Norman, all right? Mark Van Norman is a guy here. Listen, there were different types of people at that time. You had jocks, you had jellies, you had kickers, and you had preps. And Mark Van Norman was on the cutting edge of being a prep. He was, if you looked at him, you go, wow, that guy is pretty big. I don't want him to hit me. Hello, Bo. How are you? My name's Mark. That voice coming out of you? Yeah, I wanted to invite you to a Christian a service that we have on Wednesdays or whenever we were doing. I don't forget when we were doing. But anyway, it's called Chi Alpha. and I would like for you to come be my guest. I looked at him. He's got a pink shirt. First of all, you don't wear pink back then, all right? You know what I'm saying? We didn't have the sign, only a man can wear pink. No, you didn't wear pink. You never wore pink. And he had shoes that had penny loafers on, all right? So he wasn't on my list, and yet I was still on fire. And I heard the word, come to something with Jesus, and I said, man, I got to go. I got to go, Kyle. So I'm in there, and I start liking what's happening. And it started out with, man, what, four people or so? Something like that. But people were on fire so much that it quickly grew to 100 people, and 200, and then 300 people. And I'm just going to give you a short, can I just tell this story, and then we'll close. But it's just important that I think you hear the reality of what can be in your life. So I'm going to Chi Alpha. I'm enjoying it, and God's moving. All that's kind of good. And Chris Ramsey is preaching, and we're in a little bit bigger place than this. And there's lots of people there. And I'm sitting on the second row or so, and he's preaching his heart out. He's the leader, and man, he had some gifts. No question, the call of God was on his life. And so we're listening to him, and he's talking about being abused, I believe, as a child. And not that he was abused, I don't think. I think he was just using that and saying that some of you have been abused in life, and you're going through some things. And as he's going through this, he's doing just what I'm doing. And all of a sudden, out of the right side of my eye, I see something, an object just flew. Looked like a fastball was thrown by Nolan Ryan. And all of a sudden, bam, I couldn't even see what hit him. But it hit Chris Ramsey dead in the face. He's preaching just like I am. Somebody threw something, and somehow the devil let it be perfectly hitting right there. He threw a book at him. I don't know if it was the Bible. I don't know if it was a hymnal. Do you remember that time? Anyway, I think it was a hymnal, but he threw it at a, and man, half the football team's there. We get up. Who was that? And Chris said, he knew what he was communicating and knew there was wounds there. He didn't know who had it, but God had spoke a Kairos moment to him for not just that person who was so angry that he had to take out his anger on someone because he just didn't want to be reminded of the pain. So he says, y'all sit down. I mean, he just got hit in the face with a book. Can you imagine? It was a hardback. It wasn't no paper book. I can just tell you that much. And thank God he wasn't bleeding on his nose. But long story short, he says, everybody just remain seated. Y'all sit down. Guys, I understand. You mean the best, but I want you to listen. And he starts ministering to this college student. And they're just having a conversation. Him and the entire place is just crying because the power of God, the love of God is there. So I tell you this because I remember I'm new at this. I don't know nothing about Jesus. I just know that I'm reading the room like I've been telling you today. I'm reading what's going on. I'm going, what is happening? I feel that love again just coming up. Why am I feeling like that? And I heard another message not too long after that started talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I said, man, why? Man, I was like the guys in Acts chapter, was it 19 or whatever? We have not even heard of the Holy Ghost. I've never heard of it, but I heard it in a message, and I said, man, is that a gift from God? I said, it must be. Man, this guy wouldn't lie to me. I mean, I hear it in our assemblies that come together. There's people there, and I hear them. I thought maybe there was just a different language. Maybe I knew it wasn't Spanish, because I hear Spanish all the time. But man, there were some people that were saying some things I couldn't understand. But I wanted it if it was from God. And so here's what a 6'1", 212-pound, at that time, linebacker did. Maybe a little heavier now, but anyway. I had to walk across campus to make it to the Chi Alpha house. And to do that, you had to walk through fields of intramural fields. some of you know what I'm talking about. So I'm walking every day and I'm praying. I'm saying, Father, I need that gift. I need that gift. If it's you for you, and they're saying it's for me, I want it. Father, I need it. I don't know what it's about. All I know is that if I can just have all that you can give me, man, I'm gonna be better for it. And so I knew that my heart was right and I was ready to receive, and yet nothing. Not a God, I love you. Not even something like that. Nothing was coming. And then Mark's in my life. Mark Van Norman, he's in there all the time trying to talk to me after football. Hey, listen, come to me in the dorm. And we've got Steve Collins there. He's going to be there. We're going to do Bible study. We want you to get baptized. You were baptized, right, when you were a kid? I said, no, when I was a baby. He said, I know, that's what I mean. And so he said, you need to get baptized. That's the next step. And I said, well, I'm ready to get baptized. So he said, it'll be in about 4 weeks. So I had 4 weeks of walking across that park, that field. Father, I need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I want the whole baptism of the Holy Spirit. I need you. I love you. You know I'm ready for it. Nothing. For 4 weeks, I'm doing this every day. I'm just like Acts chapter 2. Because if I'm walking, I'm in Acts chapter 2 saying, and I'm there waiting for the promise. Don't go anywhere, but stay there until the promise. So I'm going that time. And so it comes up. It's time for me to get baptized in that night. A glad tidings assembly of God. It doesn't matter if it was assembly of God. Let me tell you something. Assembly of God is great. That's fine. But we're not denominational. Okay? We thank God for structure. But we're the church. We grow. Anybody who's got Jesus going on in the church, they're the church. And that's who I want to be a part of. We're a part of the assembly. But anyway, long story short, glad tidings. It's kind of like a mega church in Lake Charles, if you can have a mega church. You know what I'm saying? And so when you go to get baptized, what do you got to do? You come in your nice clothes, and what do you got to do? You get a shirt that says, I left it all in the water, just like we give you, right? So I've got to go change. And I'm asking the Lord, man, I'm in tears, man. I need not only be baptized in water, I need what you've got for me, God. And so I get myself, they give me a towel, they give me a shirt. I go get the shorts they told me to bring. So I'm going in there, and it's full of men that are getting baptized. Some of them football players, some of them not. But there's only one place for me to go, and that's into a stall. Ladies, you know what a stall is. And I've got to try and get into those clothes in a stall, which wasn't, and I'm praying that the whole time. And the Lord, I don't know if it was me or the Lord, but I felt like he said, I want you to kneel down. You ever knelt in a men's bathroom? That was clean, sort of. But there was lots of activity before I was in there. The aroma wasn't like heaven. And I didn't know if it went on in my stall or the guy next to me. But I'm down. And I'm praying to the Lord. And begin, all of a sudden, some things came out of my mouth. I had no idea of what to do. I never experienced it. And I was overwhelmed with gratitude and love. And I knew that I had something that was different. Even though I had shut up in my bones. And that night I was baptized in the Holy Spirit in a stall, kneeling down by not his throne, but the stall's throne. I know you're laughing, but man, that's, and I don't tell this story very much because it's kind of embarrassing, and it's, I'm kind of, I just know that that's my story. So my testimony to you is listen, just give me the freedom to bring you some scriptures next week. Or the following, I don't know if I have to speak next week, but but just let me show you some scriptures. It'll walk you through it. And then if you say, that's not enough for me, you know what I'm saying? I've got the Holy Spirit. You do. If you're saved, I'm just, before you leave, if you're saved and know Jesus, you have got the Holy Spirit in you. And I'll show you where that's found out. And it's not just one scripture. It's not just two. It's all over the Bible. And I'll show you that. So you can go, I've got the Holy Spirit. I'm saved. But there's more. And that's what I want you to be open to, no matter what your experience is. You know what I'm saying? Don't shrink back. Have an ear to hear. That's all I ask. Amen? Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I declare to you it's real. And not that I'm anybody that you could, I'm a man full of sin, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? I don't try, but sometimes it happens. But I want you to know as a pastor that I would take this very seriously in a place where I'm held at a higher accountability, the Bible says, that I'm not trying to win you over. I'm trying to give you what I believe is the truth. And so I release that to you. And so, Father, I pray over the people that are here that they will be intentional about coming back if this is interesting to them and they want something like I yearn for. If there's more, I need to know that there's more, because to have what is promised by Jesus that is full of power and fire, we need that in the last days. The last days are upon us, and we need more than what a casual Christian can walk around with. So, Father, I just thank you for the ears that have heard, and that the hearts that could receive just even this part, they'll just receive. I know that your word, the anointing of the testimony, can go forth and can even transform right now. So, Father, if there's some of those looking as I was and saying, I want everything, man, let them start walking across the intramural fields and be